Hello there, and welcome to Observatory, issue number 26.
What happened to 25? I sent him for a free subscription here, and I didn't get 25 in the mail. I'm going to sue you, Bob.
You got your credit turned down, Paul.
Got my credit turned down. It's not all it's turning me down. Every line in town is turning me down, and this guy offers an out-of-work phone freak a little bit of work. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
That's right.
And I appreciate you for letting me feel at home by playing this dual-faced music, but did you have to do it to your callers? Come on. I mean, that's torture, you know.
Yes, Paul.
It's
anyway,
the Chinese thing. Go
this
ahead.
This is Paul Mack.
No, it's not. You're Bob. I'm Paul. Will you get this straight? I mean, okay, go ahead.
We have Paul Mack here in the observatory.
Can we just go over that? Do you think I'm here? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Paul Mack is here. He's a special guest celebrity on this tape, issue number 26.
I'm the guest, right.
Anyway, everyone, we're going to get to the comment tape here.
You got to be kidding. You play comments on this thing?
You said you called the line, Paul.
I know the format. What is it, VHS or beta? Wait, I always call. Okay, Bob, and we're going to do this right now. We're going to get into it. Right?
No, you did that wrong. It's doing it for you.
No, it's doing it for you.
Anyway, let's get out of the dual phase and into the observatory right now.
Thank God.
The observatory comment tape. Here we go. Now.
When?
Now.
Oh.
Anyway, okay, Stacy, that was the only comment you're going to get on this week's tape. And now to explain to you about the phone of it. The phone of it cost $104 to put up and on another number. It's very expensive. However, if you'd like to make a small donation, send it.
Just a small one now.
Yes, a small one. P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And what was that you had to say, Paul?
I just wanted to mention that we're now starting a public service announcement for you. Due to the lack of quality on this line, we have decided to get rid of or quote-unquote blow up all the clowns, starting with you, Stacy.
Fire lasers.
This is Stacy, and I'm really pissed.
You know, Stacy, I really blame you for that.
And, Paul, speaking of clowns...
Yes? Stabbed in the back by a dual-faced tape. Oh.
Yes, three, and now we're going to get into the comments, which is what this line is all about.
Anyhow, do it.
I just wanted to say something to Stacy from Chicago. She's really nice. And she wanted to say that all the comments that have been on that I've heard are really interesting, and I hope that I hear more. And also, I heard a comment on there about General Hospital sex. Well, I totally agree with you. And, you're right, Scooby-Doo is a much better show. Well, bye.
Freaky Speaks. Dave Culver City's moral maturity shit on Observatory is particularly interesting if you've called the Freaky Phone tape lately and heard what he says on our line. I don't know what's with that guy. There are at least three of them.
Hello, everybody. This is Marty J. Televenture. It is about 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock, Wednesday, August 5th. Just heard the tape. Well, what can I say? Spawn a Muffin, thank you. I really enjoyed your comments. It was better than watching 60 Minutes, and I don't mean that in an insulting way. I was sitting there going, yeah, give it to him. rip him apart, whatever. But don't mind me, I just got off work and I'm winding down. Karen Grateful Dead. Hi, baby. You're talking about people that live in this country that will refuse to defend it. Well, if they're not going to defend it, then they don't belong to live here. They don't deserve the right. Now, does that make sense to you or not? Or are you saying that you can live anywhere and you don't have to defend it, and you don't have to help keep your homeland and da-da-da-da-da, and just become a new country every 6 weeks or so? I don't know. I just got off the phone with you. You're sitting on my conference right now. Why don't you tell me next weekend? Yesterday morning. That's right, yesterday morning. Tuesday, August 4th at 7:30 in the morning on Channel 13. There it was. Romper Room. That's right. Romper Room. You know what the whole show is based on? How to use the what, boys and girls? That's right, telephone. How to use the telephone. Well, I'll give you one of the examples from what I learned. Okay, now pretend that you're all dialing, right? And then I answer the phone and I go, hello? And you say, are you home alone? And even if I am, I'm supposed to say, no. And then you say, is there a grown-up there? And I'll say, yes. And then it takes it from there. See, you can learn a lot of things on Romper Room. Through Uncle Freaky. Lady Diana Spencer had to pass a virginity test in order to marry Prince Charlie. I really hope that they can get the cork and the super glue surgically removed. I don't know. And to Bob, how you were telling Stacy, you know, about not wasting tape. Bud, you talked 3 minutes and 30 seconds about not wasting tape. Just yourself, not directing it towards anybody, but saying sorry for rambling on and then rambling on. And one more thing, Mark Spaz from Marin County. Well, it's good to hear your jokes and everything like that. It's a nice change. All right, well, this has been a comment from Marty J. Televenture. Remember, October 10th is less than 2 months away. Plan for the party. Bye.
And speaking of the party, October 10th, I want all of you to be there because you'll be there, right, Bob?
I'll be there.
Good
in
deal.
My
because
incredible Hulk costume.
That's right. Well, speaking of costumes, you don't know it yet, but I'm going to let you all in on a little secret. The October 10th Televenture Party is really, hey, a plug for my new film, The Visitant, which is going to be at the Golden Valley Auditorium on November 13th, Friday, that is. And we'll all be expecting you to be there to see our great clips. We're going to show clips from the film. By the way, there's some Televenture thing going on at the same time, but don't worry about it. We're going to have a lot of good things. We're going to have a costume, one of the ghouls from the picture. Aren't you there, Bob? You don't need a costume, do you?
No.
Oh, that was Dan I was thinking about. Okay, no, anyway, so make sure you catch the party because it'll be a nice thing.
Oh, yeah, by the way, me and Mark will be there and we'll be dressed to kill.
Dressed to kill. Anyway, hey, catch the party because it is a real good promotion for my new film and maybe you'll be in the phones too. So let's.
And by the way, Paul said he's going to have a commemorative hanging of Stacy of North Hollywood, soon to be Stacy of Sherman Oaks, for the film.
Right there. So catch it. There's going to be a lot of good things. My ghoul from the movie will be there signing autographs. I'll be there, of course. You can pick up a few signatures from me and the film clip will be there. So we'll see you November 13th at Golden Valley.
And now into more comments here on Observatory.
Hey everybody, this is Martissimo, you know, and I am sick and tired of listening to all these comments about my people, you know. I belong to the Balboa Park Gang, you know, and if I ever find out whoever one of you people what is your name, Stacy of North Hollywood. If I ever find out where you live, bitch, I'm going to take your virginity and throw it on the roof. You understand me? Hey, well, this has been Martissimo saying hasta luego and happy burritos.
Hi, Karen Grateful Dad calling. I read something in the paper today that's disturbing. It's been brought up before. No, it is not marijuana, and no, it is not nuclear energy. It is called vandalism. In Van Nuys yesterday, Van Nuys synagogue was hit, and authorities said the vandals believe juveniles spray painted swastikas, KKK, and obscene language on the walls, windows, floors, doors, religious articles, and furniture at the temple. I don't know what's wrong with people. I mean, vandalism is wrong. This stuff is wrong. If they are kids, they're saying they probably don't know what they're doing. The authorities are saying that. But I think they do. They probably hear it from their parents, or they see it on the streets. They think it's fun. But I don't know. What are we going to do about this? There's nothing we really can do, but it really makes me fucking sick to see or hear about people's churches or temples or things getting destroyed just because of their belief. Why don't we get rid of religion if all of this is going to happen? It's not worth it. Sooner or later, we're going to be hearing about people getting killed because we're in a Jewish star or a cross. I mean, you're going to hear about that happening on the streets of L.A., the streets of Northridge, all over, just because of their different religious backgrounds. I'm telling you people, we gotta shape up. There's nothing we can do except for our own, we gotta teach our own children not to hate like this. Because to hate so much is a lot, uses up a lot of energy, and that energy you're using for hating can be used in a lot of other positive ways. So, I really don't know what to say, but this is really disgusting how people do have to ruin other people's property because they're a different color, religion, or race. This has been Karen Grateful Dead.
Speaking of vandalism, Karen, who does your face? No, actually, she really has quite a makeup job. I was speaking to Karen on a picture phone the other day. Was there a little blue tint in my set or what? No, actually, she did look a little under the colors. But and hate, you're speaking about hate? Well, I don't want to waste any hate, quote-unquote, energy saying I hate your comment, so I won't. Take you seriously, Karen. So seriously speaking, let's seriously talk about something else. Bob?
Yes, I'd
save
like to
me.
Say-
Huh? Thank you. Never mind.
Okay. I just like to say that the reason Lynn isn't here is, well, he couldn't be here today.
Oh, that's too bad. I wanted Lynn to be here. You know, he would have been something to make fun of, and, you know, I mean, there's just one joke sitting in this thing now, and that's me. Why not have another one?
Oh, by the way, I just like to say that Mark Observatory was here just a few minutes ago. He had to leave.
Did he? I thought he went to the restroom. Oh, he left.
He left.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, oh, yeah, by the way, we have something to announce here.
What was that?
The Dan Dualphase piggy bank doll.
You can fill it up with a lot of fudge cake, let me tell you.
I emphasize piggy bank.
We
piggy
got
bank.
It. Now, this is great. It's a dual-faced doll. Send in $3 to the P.O. box that Bobble Buddy's going to announce, and you'll get put anything in, including fudge cake or, hey, diet pills. So why don't you give them that address, Bob?
Okay, you can send that to Observatory/Dualphase Doll, P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. That's Observatory with your $3 cash, quote unquote.
And get your dual face doll. Oh my God.
That's right. We're the first line to ever announce it, as far as I've ever heard, and it's hot off the press. So.
You're going to love it. No, this is real, folks. So send in your money and your request, and you'll get one right in the mail. So that's, or was that female? I don't know. Well,
I don't know.
You want to play a comment?
Let's get into a comment now.
Great.
Dave of Culver City at 8:42 in the morning on the 4th of August, 1981. All right, to Marty Televenture, what in the devil do you mean by Captain Cornflake? I want to know exactly what you mean by it. I don't care how much tape it takes up, but I want to know exactly what on earth you mean by that. Well, I'm glad at least a few people agree with me about the deal about the Mexicans there. Jessica, I agree with you all the way there to... not single out a race there, and I hope Stacy learns a lesson about that. Chuck in New York, this is probably the only comment line. It is the only comment line that is running the longest tapes. I may interest you to know that back in 1977 and several times off and on, we had a line that ran 45 or 46 minute tapes called Mobile Monolith, which is no longer with us, but they used to run tapes about 45 minutes long a long time ago. Let's see what else is there. It's really kind of unusual that I've noticed. Well, that's about it at this point. So I'm going to take off here, and we'll talk to you all later.
Anyway, we're getting ready to end this side of the tape.
Thank God we're ending this show. I just want to thank you all for listening to this tape, and this was great.
We have standby for side two.
Standby, I'm sitting, Bob. They're talking about standby. I'm leaving. No, this sounds like chase music. I'm chasing on out of here. So thank you very much, and I appreciate you giving me this job.
Standby for side two, Paul.
Standby.
We're
going to
do a side two. You know,
I thought you called the line, Paul. We're ending off now, aren't we, Bob?
On side one, Paul. Anyway, we're ending side one here. Standby for side two.
Right. We're ending now. We're going over to side dual. Right.
Standby.
I knew the format. Wasn't this beta? VHS?
We're going to side two. See you over on side two.
Get me out of here. Where's my agent?